says that when Yaakov saw Yosef's sons, he asked, "Mi ele? Who are these?" So Rashi quotes the Medrash, Yaakov wanted to bless them, and the Shekhinah left him. Because Yeravam and Achav would come out of Ephraim, and Yehu and his children would come out of Menashe, and these were people who ultimately were sinful people. From here we see how great a transgression is. Yoshua is going to conquer all of the land of Israel. Yoshua is going to teach Am Yisrael Torah. Gidon is a descendant of Ephraim and Menashe, and Hashem will do miracles through Gidon. And when Yaakov comes to bless the children, so suddenly the transgressions of Yeravam and Achav stand in the way. Wait, but what about all the good people that would come from Ephraim and Menashe? Yosef looks at them and says, "Who are these guys?" As though they're not Yosef's kids. And Yosef has to start praying and say, "Rabon Shalom, bring back the Ruach HaKodesh to my father, to Yaakov." So that when he has that Ruach HaKodesh, he'll be able to see more clearly, because the transgression can really hide the greatest lights to the point where you don't see them at all. And we see here the flip side of it, that prayer can overcome all that. Lights can be revealed. Prayer can overcome even the transgressions, the power of prayer. Yeah. What we